Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Gaspari is here too, ladies and gentlemen. John has had a long career in other areas, and he is, for the last 30 years or so, he's been helping people understand how to put their best foot forward with their people. He's the author of his seventh book. This is his seventh book now, Otherwise Engaged, How Leaders Can Get a Firmer Grip on Employee Engagement and Other Key Intangibles. He's our new friend, John Gaspari. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your seventh book. I'm impressed. You've lapped me. I've only got three out, but I'm gonna be gaining on you pretty soon. Hey, John. One of the things that if you listen to coaches, successful coaches especially, when they talk about how their team accomplished things, oftentimes against all odds, maybe they didn't have the most talent or whatever, but they wound up beating a team that had more talent or had other advantages, and if when they talk about it, invariably the word intangibles comes up in their explanation, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. In fact, you'll hear it. I know sometimes the analogies to sports teams can get a little tiresome, but you hear it all the time with sports teams as well. I'm from the Boston area, and when the Red Sox won the pennant 2 years ago, that was all the talk, that there was something about the chemistry of the team. Unfortunately, the next year they finished in last place, so it has felt like.
Well, the reason I like what you're talking about here and what I wanted you to help us with today is small business owners. Well, let me say this. I've said for a long time that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. And none of us have enough money. We don't have enough cash. We don't have enough capital. And the reason is our business has always got its hand out for more stuff. And so we have to try to be successful against a lot of different odds. And what I see happening sometimes is a lot of businesses don't take advantage of the intangibles that are right at their feet, the low-hanging fruit, that wouldn't cost them anything. And if they take advantage of those, if they recognize them and execute on them, help their people see them and claim them, they could be a lot more successful. What do you think?
I think that's right, that there's no dollar cost. You do have to invest the time, and there's always, that's the other thing that there's never enough of. But where a lot of this comes from and what prompted me to write Otherwise Engaged is that in the last couple of years, there's been a lot of focused attention on this notion of employee engagement. Mm-hmm. But, and as is the case, a lot of times when people come along with something, they want to think that it's this new, bestest, brightest thing. But in my opinion, employee engagement is sort of a fancified way of saying we need people to buy in. We need people to emotionally invest. We don't only want their muscle and the sweat of their brow, as you might say, but we want them to emotionally invest in what's important to the business. And there's been research done in the last couple of years showing that in businesses where there's a high level of employee engagement, business results are better. And these aren't on obscure sort of second-tier metrics. This has to do with profitability, market share, growth, all the things that are really important to small businesses.
Absolutely. And these are the things that the small businesses that I see that are not only successful, but seem to sustain success regardless of what's going on around them, whatever the local or the global market's doing, economy is doing. They seem to, if you know, to be able to sustain themselves and not put themselves in too much jeopardy, because they take advantage of these little corners of the business where this low hanging fruit is. But what I'd like for you to do first is give us a little bit of an explanation, maybe some examples of what you think an intangible is in a business.
Well, the way I talk about it in my book is that while the target often these days is employee engagement is a result of having done other things well. And employee engagement comes from people who are empowered. People who are empowered comes from trust. And trust ultimately starts with respect. And so what I try and get people to focus on is that the most important thing you can do, the single thing over which you have the most control, that as you said, doesn't cost any money, you don't need any training to do it. You got your training from your parents and your teachers and your clergy and all the other influences in your life, that if you show people respect day in, day out, then that is how you're planting the seeds to ultimately result in the kind of employee engagement that gets those improved business results.
And respect is it ought to be intuitive, but it might not be as intuitive as you would think.
I think that's right. In fact,
define respect for us a little bit.
Yeah,
how does that look when you're executing?
The way I define it in my book is respect is giving due consideration to the other. Mm-hmm. And so it the first part of it is recognize that you're not going to get anything done without other people. That anything you accomplish as a leader of a small business is through the net results of other people. So as much as we like to think we're the smartest and most insightful person around, we have to kind of get out of ourselves and recognize that the key to the business is to create a productive and engaging environment for the other people. So that's part of it. Giving due consideration to the other, it's as simple as that. Did you consider the other when you said or did something or didn't say or didn't do something? Did you stop to think about the effect it would have on the other? Did you consider that? Mm-hmm. And finally, a key word, due consideration, D-U-E, do. I'm not saying you need to bend over backwards, that what you're trying to do is create a social club and just make sure that everybody's having laughs and a good time all day, every day. It's that, did you stop and give enough consideration?
Did you just think about other people and how, you know, could you have said one word differently and it would have been more respectful than another word? These are great things to think about, folks. The book is called Otherwise Engaged by John Gaspari. And we're going to take a quick break and talk some more about this after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.